Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. 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 Please do be seated. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That was verse 24 of our psalm. Sounds like very good advice to me, rather like what we are doing here right now. Coming to worship. We have the choir, we have palm leaves, crosses. We are indeed rejoicing and being glad in this day. Precisely what the people of Jerusalem were doing 2,000 years ago. It says the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. People were astounded at the great deeds of power Jesus had shown them. Although we know that less than a week later, these same people would be baying for Jesus to be crucified, and Jesus will go to the cross. But Jesus' love for us will be steadfast. This love endures forever. These words echoing the words of the psalm that we heard today. Verse 29, it says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's love for us, it endures forever. I wonder if you have experienced that from a human being in your life. I hope so. The steadfast love of a human being. The love that you know will last forever. Maybe from a parent, a partner, husband, wife, a brother, sister, or a very good friend. Someone that you know, come what may, they will follow you and they will love you. That they will always have your best interests at heart. And no matter what happens, they will remain steadfast in your life, walking by you through all things. Well, whether you've had that or not in a human being, you have this from God. His love for you, for me, for all of us. It's steadfast. He is steadfast. This image we have of Palm Sunday is really such a strong, powerful image of the crowd, palm leaves, shouting, joyfulness. And Jesus not riding in on a steed, a strong battle horse, the horse of a king, a warrior, but riding in on a donkey, a beast of burden, a steady ride. I read donkeys will remain calm in strange situations. Well, more likely to. I know you always have the odd one. But unlike a battle horse that would be flighty, excited, and stirred up by its surroundings, that's what it is bred to do. And then when Jesus goes to the cross, he doesn't run and bolt or charge in fight or fright. He remains steadfast in his demeanor, in his actions, not running away when things turn bad, but staying and seeing them through. I think we can sometimes see this sort of behaviour as not one of power. You know, when someone doesn't use that power to change a situation, we can sometimes see that as a weakness. But it is actually a sign of strength and what we need when things are tough in our lives. Someone staying with us. People often think that having Jesus in their lives means that some things will all go rosy, that suddenly everything will be completely smooth and lives will go easily and well. In the Bible, in the accounts of Jesus here on earth, we do see miracles. We do see healings, but life continues. We see Jesus fighting for justice for people, calling the children to be able to come and see him, for women to be heard, compassion to be shown to those who are oppressed by society. For he is good. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. I read the other day about the elite triathlon championship race that happened back in 2016. It was in the media just a bit recently talking about it, in which the Brownlow brothers were competing. You may know these brothers, or from the media anyway. They have been competing in and dominating triathlon races for many years. Famously, in 2016, and I can never remember if it was the older brother or the younger brother, but one of the two, I'll say the older brother. The older brother was minutes from winning the title of the world championship race. And he was overcome with dehydration and exhaustion. And he began to stagger and weave across the track, slowing down steadily and steadily. And his younger brother caught up with him. And instead of running past for the title, he put his arm around his brother and he helped him to finish the final 500 yards. And half carrying him across the line, he pushed him across first, taking second place himself. I did read that this younger brother was quoted as saying his mother would have had a few words to say to him if he'd left his brother struggling so badly. But what love, what a person to have by your side when you are in trouble. We see similar action in the parable of the Good Shepherd, stopping to help someone in need, not rushing by. When Jesus is walking through a crowd of people and feels someone touch his cloak and is healed, he doesn't just carry on walking, but turns to speak to the woman. When he sees people being baptized, he doesn't think, well, I don't need to be baptized, I'm the Son of God. He gets baptized too, so that people can see the heavens open, the doves alight on him, and God's voice can be heard saying, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased." With all the shouting in our reading today of the people, we hear the Pharisees, those are the elders of the synagogue, say to Jesus, "Teacher," because they recognize Jesus is a teacher who people listen to. The Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And Jesus answers, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." Jesus is saying, "Come on, really? Stop this? We can stop the people, but if we do, the stones will start to shout out. Creation around us will sing out." Let's be realists. We are not getting rid of God. He is here with us. He created all of this. He is all around us. So finally, we have another mention of stones in our readings today. In the psalm, it speaks of the cornerstone. It says in verse 22, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." And the chief cornerstone of a building is a foundational stone which is needed to hold the building together. And Jesus became the rejected stone that by going to the cross became the chief cornerstone of the church that we have here now on earth, which is the body of Jesus here on earth. And all of us, members of the church, we are continuing Jesus' work here. We are his hands, his feet, his mouth, his heart. We may find in our lives that speaking about our faith, whatever our faith may be in Jesus, we may find we are quite reserved in our outward showing of our faith in God, in Jesus. We come to church to sing and praise God, but find it hard to speak to others, or even speak to God in prayer. But we know, we hope, we have faith he is there, walking alongside us. This rock, that is how some people see Jesus, their rock in their lives. But you know, there may be times when we would like to burst forth in praise for this steadfast love we feel, for the presence of God in our lives. Maybe sharing this wonderful good news message we have as we celebrate this coming Easter with our special lunch and our family gatherings. As we share our Easter eggs with family and friends. We may talk about this rock, this humble man who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, this man who went to the cross for us, to save us all. Let us continue the words of praise. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. He's not going anywhere. His steadfast love is forever. Amen.